from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Dedicated bicycle lanes on Ross and Jubilee Avenues and Ontario Boulevard are expected to gain City Council approval at its meeting on November 23rd. Councillors heard last night how the low-cost plan would work simply by painting bike lanes on those streets, reducing the number of car lanes on Ross and Jubilee to 3 from 4, and narrowing the car lanes on Ontario Boulevard as far as Vimy Avenue. The bike lanes on each side of the streets will be painted green in areas where they're shared with cars. The plan was outlined by Michael Cullen from Tatham Engineering, based in Collingwood. The city's public works and engineering manager, Pat Segang, said it will also take about $3,000 for appropriate signage. 10 new cases of COVID-19 have been diagnosed in Timmins. They bring the total in the Porcupine Health Unit region to 2,247. 16 are currently active, all but one in Timmins. The latest testing and vaccination numbers are on our website. The province is hitting pause on lifting capacity limits for nightclubs, wedding receptions at event halls, and strip clubs. Officials say the move comes out of an abundance of caution as they watch public health trends. The government and the Chief Medical Officer of Health will continue to monitor the data for the next 28 days to determine when it's safe to lift limits in those settings. Anna Meepal has finally resigned as leader of the Federal Green Party and quit the party. She tweeted this afternoon that she began the process of stepping down on September 27th. Today, she says she submitted formal notice of her resignation and is also ending her party membership. Paul says it was an honor to work for the people of Canada, and she looks forward to serving in new ways. Finally, this afternoon, a first-time published author from Valgagne says he'll consider writing a second part to Fox and His Friends if enough people like the first one. 21-year-old Caleb Lessard's book has been published by none other than Amazon. Autistic himself, Lessard says the story is about Fox, who was teased by other boys wanting to have friends. One day when he was fishing, something amazing happened.
So then he saw a rabbit's tail, and then he realized that it's not his tail, it's a rabbit's tail. And that's when he met his first friend.
Lessard also illustrated the book with his former high school teacher, Michaela Gibson, filling in the background art. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.